Hello everybody and welcome to In My Shoes. Today we're in the company of a fine-ass young lady who goes by the name of Aviophilex. She blushing. Must feel like someone new.
I'm fine.
Now, I know that your physical appearance is a bit different to most of us. You wanna tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I have muscular dystrophy. I wasn't born so, but I get to at the age of 6 months. So, yeah, I guess that's why.
Okay, and how was before that question, for those of us who are ignorant, because I'm ignorant as well, what is muscular
dystrophy? Muscular dystrophy. To be honest, I don't really know. But I know it has a lot to do with the muscles. And over time, the muscles tend to get worse. It doesn't really get better. You know? I don't know how it's caused because I wasn't born so, as I said in the beginning. It just happened at the age of 6 months after I had a bad fall.
Okay, and how was life for you growing up with this disease, illness? I don't know what it is.
Well, first of all, muscular dystrophy is a disability. And life wasn't easy at all, you know? That many times I'm shackled at work. That many times I used to think if I ever get married, if I ever find love, if I ever have a kid, if I ever be able to go to a normal school, if I will be able to live life normal. Well, before I say what used to go on in the past, I want to just say I live in a normal life and I see all those questions answered. So, for me, living on muscular dystrophy for the past 26 years of my life, it has been really challenging knowing that, you know, I needed help from people to go to the bathroom. I had to go to a special school, had to stay there. I wasn't allowed to go to school with normal kids because of my condition. You know, and that affected me emotionally, mentally, and of course physically. You know.
And thank you. You answered my next question, which was, did you ever go to a public school? That question would have evolved into a bunch of other questions that we don't need to get into today. But how was school for you?
Well, I after I went to processing at the West Special School, I went to Tranquility Secondary, where I finished my whole 5 years, and got my process. And after that, you know, I tried to do different subjects and stuff. However, I get in the process, and then I end up getting pregnant with my daughter.
Okay, milk and all that. More exams difficult for you?
No, more exams as normal as any other exam I've ever done.
Okay, have you ever felt depressed, like wanting to give up?
Oh yes, I've felt depressed many, many times. A lot of times, I felt I gave up. Felt useless and hopeless.
Have you ever isolated yourself from society, human experience?
Yes, I did. I really did. I never used to talk, never used to interact with anyone, never used to say hi, always kept my head down.
And how did you overcome those dark moments?
Well, to be honest with you, like I said, my life being disabled was really, really hard. On top of that, when I started secondary school, my both parents were really, really sick, and I didn't really have anybody to come to. Until one day when I met my daughter, father, all of those things.
Okay, and have you ever researched your illness?
I did, but I don't really like to think about my problem as a disability, so to me, when you ask me what is muscular dystrophy, it's hard to describe because I don't really focus on a disability. I just focus on living my life.
Yes. And I thank all children or adults with disabilities focus on the same. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes, I agree with it 100%.
Now you said you went to a special school. How was that experience?
That experience was frightening at first because I didn't know what was happening. I didn't have a clue. But afterwards, meeting friends like me and having the kind of upbringing that I had, you know, it all
not
well. It helped me with my upbringing. It helped me to be the woman that I am today.
Okay, and we're quickly approaching the end of this segment. You wanna tell the audience anything before the break?
I just want to remind remind everyone out there who's disabled in some kind of form or fashion, always remember this. It is the ability and not the disability that counts. And we can do anything once we put our minds in.
Union two.
This podcast is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you can not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you can become one yourself. Anchor will also distribute your podcast among other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Welcome back to In My Shoes. We're sitting here with Miss Abby O'Felix, and she is about to tell us how she met the person she's with right now, Abby.
Well, his nephew used to carry me up and down the steps. And one day I came home from school and his nephew wasn't home. So he was there and he answered the door and said he would do it. And after that day, I told him, when he was lifting up, I told him, I said the perfume you're wearing smells really, really good. And you know, we laughed about that. And after that, it was just history. He used to always carry me up and down the steps. And then one day, I needed help, but I had nobody to carry me around and stuff. And we decided that he would help me, and one thing after the next, and we fell in love.
Okay, tell me, how do you know that the man for you?
I don't think that I can tell you that I know that that is the man for me, but I believe at this point in time that that is the man that God placed in my life. Because if it wasn't for him, I might not be alive today.
Could you elaborate on that?
Okay, so what I'm about to say is kind of personal. Never really been out in the open with it.
This is a church-free zone.
Alright. We had a falling out at one particular time, so we stopped off, and then one day we reconnected. And on that said day, I was about to take my life. And he stopped me from taking my life because of all the things that I was going through. And being frustrated about life and not having anyone to take care of me, not having no love and support, used to feel neglected and rejected. Like, you know, loved ones. Even though I have many sisters and brothers, that still wasn't enough when my both parents were sick. Because my sisters and brothers had their own life to live. So it was just me to fend for myself.
Wow, that's touching.
Yeah, and when I was about to, I get up one day and I planned the whole thing about how I was going to commit suicide. And it just so happened that at that moment when I was going to commit suicide, he came and spoke to me. And I didn't want to speak back to him at the point in time, but something just told me to go with the flow and talk to him, and you know. And then he said, he asked me, you want me to push you back home? And I said, yes. And then when he pushed me back home, and I asked him, I wanted to pee, I wanted to go to the toilet. And he said, okay, well, let me help you. And I was like, you're going to help me, because I wasn't always an open person for people to see me naked and stuff like that. So I was like, I was a bit skeptical. But after that, it was like, I went and then we came back and he started asking me if I want Kiyante. And I just started to squeal out all my problems. And from there and then, My life since then to now has changed drastically.
Wow. You told me that you went an open person, but you were willing to allow him to help you the first time. Yes, why did you have such a change of heart?
I guess that was God trying to save my life. Trying to show me that he about to send someone to take care of me. And that I need to be willing to open the change.
Okay. But I remember you saying that there were times when you think if you'd ever find love, and I wanna ask this is a two-part question. Were there any times when you give up on love?
Yeah. Sometimes I would meet guys and they would really like me. They would always describe me as beautiful, pretty, all these kind of things. And I'd be like, yeah, right. There were many guys that I used to talk to and they'd be like, can I meet you? And I'd be like, sure. And then I would like ask my sister if she could go in place of me. Because I was ashamed of who I was, you understand? But eventually it all came to an end.
And what made this guy you're seeing right now special in that aspect?
He is special because he was not just first my boyfriend or somebody that told me that he liked me or was interested in me or was disrespectful to me. He always did things and made me feel comfortable. We were friends for years before we got together.
When you ever afraid to get right?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Oh my God, it was scary. Well, he wasn't really my first boyfriend. But I used to always, before that, I used to always wonder what it would be like. And to me, when I did that, I realized that, hey, not because you're disabled, it doesn't mean that, you know, nobody would go the extra mile to make this thing happen. It could happen. I mean, like, with anybody, you know? So everybody out there who's disabled, don't feel that they can't do this thing. It could. You know what I'm saying? One of us could. That's what we was made to do.
Do you see him being your husband or being still in your life like 10, 15 years down the road?
Well, 10 years is almost nearby because next year I'll make it 10 years that I know him. He has been in my life for 9 years straight, you know. would like them to be my husband. Oh, but if that doesn't work out, and my body works out, he will always remain in my life and be a part of my life because we have a kid together.
Okay, and we have a little less than half a minute left. So yeah, this is your boy Chester here with Abio. We'll be right back.
Well, you've come to the right place. In My Shoes is the place where we discuss the goals, accomplishments, and struggles faced by ordinary people like you.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, I've a little story before we start. During the break, a little girl came outside, so I'm staring at her because she's all cute and stuff. And Avion, yes, said, that's my daughter. And I was like, aww. So, Abion, tell us about how you reacted when you first found out you were pregnant.
When I first found out I was pregnant, I turned around and I was in shock. I was so excited. It had mixed emotions.
Okay, and how did your boyfriend respond to this news?
He responded in a very well way. He was like, okay, you know, we'll do this together. We all in it together.
Well, all in this together, once we saw had a little High School Musical moment. Were you ever afraid of having a miscarriage?
Yes, I was. I actually had one miscarriage here, as you would call it, and when I fell down in the bathroom. But as you can see, she's here today, so that didn't come to pass.
Okay, and how was your experience? Going to clinic, going to the hospital, was it hard for you?
I wouldn't say it was easy, but I wouldn't say it was hard neither.
Okay, expand on
it was. How to say, it was just getting accustomed to it, you know? And once we did get accustomed to it, it became normal. It was okay. I used to get treated by the doctors, well, seen by one doctor, and I would go and see him, and then I would be out of there. So I didn't used to have much waiting time, and all those different things, even though I used to have to wake up clinic, early to go clinic. That never really disturbed me because once my doctor was there, I was able to see him and go. I wouldn't say it was all that easy for my daughter's father because obviously, you know, he have to do the different and stuff.
Can you tell us what was this doctor's name?
This doctor's name was Dr. Goodens.
Okay.
I hope he won't be mad at me for saying this.
No, he shouldn't. I think he'd actually be honored. You still remember him?
Yes, I will never forget him. He took me through my whole pregnancy.
Okay. What's your baby's name?
Her name is Sophia.
And how do you come up with Sophia as Sophia's name?
One day her dad came home and said one of his friends gave him the name and he was like, check it out and see, and I was like, okay. And at that point in time, I was already 8.5 months pregnant, didn't have a name, so I said, why not? And when I looked up the meaning on Google, it said wisdom. And I was like, you know what? During this whole 9 months, I gained a lot of wisdom. So why not take this name? And hopefully she might have a lot of wisdom.
You want to share some of your wisdom with the listeners?
Well, for one, when I was pregnant with her, it was like 100% of the world, 99% of the world was against my back about being pregnant. Probably 1%.
Why?
I guess between me and you, I guess because of the unknown.
Well, this isn't just between me and you. It's me, you, and you will.
Well, I guess it's because of the unknown. Not knowing if it is I'll be able to make it through the 9 months of pregnancy. Not knowing if I don't make it through, what will be the outcome. You know? And knowing some people even told her that my daughter might have came out disabled as well.
That's shit.
And all of the things. And that the wisdom that I gained is that don't matter what you face in life, once you made up your mind about something, have nobody to take it away from you. You understand? And I've learned to have a lot of patience and understanding with people. I've forgiven a lot of people for the things that I went through in the past while I was pregnant. And now my daughter's here, and guess what? Everybody loves her. And I don't put nobody in mind or anything for that, you know?
Are you concerned with other parents treating you differently and PTA meetings or children treating your daughter like ridiculing her because of your physical state?
Of course I'm concerned. I mean, I must be concerned. But I've already crossed registration in preschool. So I've already crossed that bridge, and me and the teacher had a good understanding. And when she used to have meetings, she would, she would order a tent, and we would have it downstairs so that she could accommodate me, even though the school was on a high, you know, and stuff like that. She would always keep me in the loop, you know. She would treat me like any other normal parents. And I like to mention, in the first term of school, I get awarded best friend of the term, one of the best friend of the term.
Yeah. We have 1 month, a little less than a minute left. You wanna share some of your accomplishments?
Well, I haven't accomplished many things, but I've accomplished having a baby. Living through 9 months of having a baby, and that in itself is a huge accomplishment, and I thank God for that. And I just want to give, or anybody out there who want to have a baby, who might be in my situation, or maybe even worse, and I just want to say you could do it. Don't think that you can do it. And you'll probably be the best mother ever.
Okay, so we're out of time. Once again, this has been Chester and Avion on your computer, on your laptop, wherever you listen to your podcast. Join me again next week as we take a walk in the shoes of someone else. Enjoy your week. Bye.